Going up to Nigel. Nigel Edwards, where are you?
I'm in the hall, Danny.
And what do you want to say, Nigel?
I want to talk about standing and watching football in the rear.
Well, I bet whatever you say can't match me on Tuesday night, boy. Talk about your web feet at the end of that. I actually enjoyed it. And just before we move on to your point of view, I was inspired by it because on Monday I was watching the TV, the Nottingham Forest Coventry game. And it was a good game anyway, but it was made so much better. I mean, yes. The foreign stadium with the flares and the big flag. But it was a Forest game and the Coventry supporters were all there and the rain was belting down, but they were all singing in the stands and I envied them. I thought, that looks like a great night out. And you come out of there, you may or may not have got a result, and the old glow from the saloon bar as you walk out of there, and you think, well, a couple of hours of that afterwards, it looked nothing like a midweek game in the rain. However, it's not all hay, as Nigel would tell it to us. What game are you talking about?
I was talking about Hull City playing at Bolton Wanderers about 6-7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday night, within about 5 minutes of the match kicking off, it started persistently raining,
and you thought,
and nope. it was a type of rain that keeps coming down and coming down and soaks through your clothes.
Yeah,
mate, Philip, I was with him. I know he's listening. He wears glasses. He couldn't see a thing because it was all steamed up.
Yep.
Everybody went to the toilet half time to try and keep dry.
Mm-hmm.
There was a long covered stand. We was at one end. There was a long covered stand all down one side of the ground. There was a section of empty terracing right next to us on the other side of a fence, which was the partition between the home supporters and us.
Yeah.
There was quite a few policemen there keeping dry. They would not let any of us through. There was some blokes there with fairly young kids, about 7 or 8 years old. There was a guy there on crutches with a pot leg. They wouldn't let him through.
No?
They did not want to know.
And it was from beginning to end, the rain?
Beginning to end. Well, say 5 minutes into the game, and it didn't finish. When we got back on the crutches, it was still absolutely chucking down.
You not remember it, though, as romantic in the sense of...
Well, yes, because we had a lot of it was an abysmal game. It was 0-0.
Uh-huh.
I don't think any of the players on the pitch could be bothered. It was just appalling. But we had a really good laugh.
It's one you notch up, isn't it? And when you sit around tables in pubs years after, say, do you remember that night we all went
to... Yeah, we were there.
We were there. Right. We came out of Arsenal on Tuesday night, and there were floods all over North London that night. It was that night of the floods, and it was absolute stair rods, a real hurt. It was so vicious, the rain, and everyone's running off in different directions. And we got into the underground station. I was wearing a corduroy jacket over a T-shirt, and the corduroy was just, forget it. And my peak cap hadn't worked, but at least I had the foresight to bring it. And then we all stood on the station, and before an underground train arrived, of course, there's that wind, and everyone's soaked and damp, and then that cold wind playing around the neck of your T-shirt. Not a lot of conversation on there. And however, the next day, we all said, what a great night. We did actually find a pub that gives a late one. So when we got back, we headed straight for the pub that gives a late one, and we stayed in there while it gave a late one, which is why Wednesday's morning edition wasn't quite as spot on as it could have been.